Opening day is Friday. This Friday on the 4th of July, we have a combine demolition derby that day, followed by a massive fireworks show. So, and we're completely free that day. So we're excited to see the community come out and enjoy the fair on the 4th of July.
I don't remember a Red River Valley Fair starting on the 4th of July, so this is kind of cool.
Yeah, we're excited. We think it'll be a good opportunity for those who hang out in town for their holiday to come enjoy some fair fun.
Exactly, because usually it's pretty quiet on the 4th. So now you've got something to do. So you have this year, this kind of interesting scheduling where you go all the way through the 13th. Talk about how that's working.
Yeah, so last year we did 3 weekends. We tried out and we decided that it would be best for us to come back to 10 full days all the way through. So we're back to the 10 best days of summer. So you can find us from the 4th through the 13th, and we'll be open every day. We have some weekday specials for people to kind of make it more affordable to come out and join us during the week. And then we're open on the weekends at 11. Throughout the week, we're typically open at 2, but on Tuesday, we open at 4 to the public. So there'll be a lot going on over these 10 days. You're not going to want to miss.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a concert deal that is wrapping up soon. One day left where you can save on the fair concerts. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you can only purchase this up until the fair starts, but we have this awesome pass called the Blue Ribbon Pass. And if you're a fan of any of or all of the shows coming to the fair this year, that's your best chance to save. So we have a pass. You can find it on our website, and it gives you entry to all of our grandstand entertainment. Just that one ticket gets you access to all those shows. So that's All American Reject, Boyz II Men, Lauren Daigle, and Kane Brown. And then also those two dirt series that have that extra ticket, the Monster Truck Show and the Demolition Derby. It gives you access to all of those shows and gate admission for all 10 days of the fair. So even those shows that aren't an extra ticket in the grandstand, it'll get you in so you don't have to pay anything on those days.
And general admission. Yeah, that's kind of nice. So you
Yeah,
get.
it's definitely our best deal yet, especially if you're coming to more than one concert. It's worth it for sure.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a North Dakota, Minnesota thing or if this happens everywhere, but I always notice people wait to buy their concert tickets until late. So here you go. You know the weather's going to be great. And we should talk about the concert lineup just so folks know what a great lineup you got. Tell us a little bit about the concerts and when they're happening.
Yeah, so we start out our first 4 days, we're doing a dirt series. So that is to provide some more affordable entertainment for the community, for those families coming out, and bring back kind of our county fair roots, have some of those just more dirt series shows. And so we start out on the 4th, which is completely free, with that combine demolition derby. And then that next day, Saturday the 5th, is a regular demolition derby. So that's an extra ticket, which if you buy in advance now, it's just $10. It includes your gate admission, so you're saving $10 by purchasing that advance. But you can purchase that once you're through the gates. It'll still be that $10. And then we have, after that, free with your gate admission. So you don't have to buy an extra ticket with that. Once you're through the gates, you have access to our motocross stunt show. And then following that, we have our last dirt series, which is a monster truck show on Kids Day. So we're excited about that. And those shows are all at 7 p.m. compared to our grandstand concerts at 8 p.m. And then after that dirt series, we kick off with our concerts. So our first two are included with your gate admission, just that $10 ticket. And that's Sawyer Brown on that Tuesday and Hairball on Wednesday. And then following that, we have our big grandstand shows, Kane Brown on Thursday, All American Rejects on Friday, Boyz II Men Saturday, and we're closing it out with Lauren Daigle.
Yeah, a lot of folks buzzing about that Lauren Daigle concert, and there are tickets available still for that. So pretty amazing. That probably will sell out, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to sell out our grandstand. We have a pretty big space, so we do have those tickets available, and mostly just in the pit left. The grandstand, the actual seating, does seem like it might sell out. We have very limited seating left, and if you want to see it, but we got lots of room in that pit for people to come join us for Lauren Daigle.
Now, we forget this sometimes. We think about the concerts and, you know, the dirt series and the midway and everything, but the fair is really about kids doing a lot of work all year long, a lot of great ag displays. That Ag Information Center you have is just world-class. Talk about some of the other things that are happening at the fair.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun things outside of the rides, outside of the grandstand concert. Like you mentioned, our Ag Education Center, it is world-class. It has some displays in there like no other place anywhere. And it really does a good job of highlighting just the roots of North Dakota. Like we are an agriculture state, and so it does a great job of highlighting that and putting it in a way that makes sense to kids and even adults. Like, I learn something every single time I go in the Ag Ed Center, so that's really incredible. We also have this year a air-conditioned big hospitality building, so that's a space for people to come in and cool off. It's just a bunch of tables where you can eat all your fair food and get out of the heat if you're looking for somewhere to just take a minute. That's a great space for everyone. We have a huge revamped kids zone right next to that, and that has a bunch of games to go, lots of mini golf holes. There's coloring. There's going to be face painting in there. So there's just loads of things for kind of those younger kiddos to enjoy who aren't big enough to go on the rides, or for the whole family to enjoy if rides are something that's not affordable.